So Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. So we can marvel at how Simon and Andrew and James and John, sons of Zebedee, immediately made the decision to drop what they were doing so that they could join Jesus in his work. They took a big chance, though, didn't they? They basically said, "Let's give up our livelihood so that we can follow this preacher person over here." Why would they do that? Why would they make such life-changing decisions, seemingly on the spur of the moment? Perhaps some of us might have read Malcolm Gladwell's book called The Tipping Point. The Tipping Point. According to Gladwell, the tipping point is that moment when an idea or a social behavior perhaps struggles for a little while, and then it crosses a threshold and it tips and takes effect like wildfire. Perhaps prophetically, Gladwell, writing in 2002, gives the example of how a single sick person can start an epidemic. But it feels like there are a few tipping points in this gospel passage. So in the section of Matthew's gospel immediately before today's passage, we read of the story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness by the devil. And at the end of that story, Jesus was being ministered to by angels, a comfortable life. But Jesus suddenly leaves his home in Nazareth and goes to Capernaum, about 30 kilometers away. Now that fulfilled a prophecy that the people in that area would see a great light. That's that prophecy we heard about in the first reading from Isaiah and then that was quoted in the gospel. So what do you think made him decide to do that? And then Jesus suddenly starts proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven has come near, further fulfilling this prophecy. What made him decide to do that? And after calling Peter, Andrew, and James and John to be his disciples, Jesus moves on. But now he's not only preaching and teaching, but is also healing people of their sicknesses and of their diseases. Another big change. It feels like this is a little bit where we see Jesus' human side. Jesus has seen a number of tipping points. He's just passed through this time of discernment, of temptation, of questioning, and has come out the other side, being ministered to by angels. He's sitting quietly, perhaps in a new frame of mind. But something changes, and that spurs him into action. John the Baptist, the fellow we heard about last week who baptized Jesus, who is also Jesus' cousin, has been arrested, and John's ministry has been halted. Jesus is called to action. He leaves his home and moves to another town, fulfilling that prophecy. Then he begins to preach about repentance and the coming of the kingdom of heaven. And so, as told here in the Gospel of Matthew, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And he starts a ministry of itinerant teaching and preaching, traveling around the region. And then he comes across Simon and Andrew, brothers and fishermen. He asks them to follow him and to learn how to become fishers of people. And they agree. Now there are a few theories around why they agree so quickly. One is that they were tired of fishing and wanted something new. Another is that they knew Jesus from before and liked what he had to say. And yet another is that they were followers of John the Baptist himself and felt that they needed to continue his ministry. Of course, we have to be careful here because the gospel doesn't actually say why they agreed to follow Jesus. And so we can't assume things about their motivations. Regardless, though, There was something that changed, a tipping point for them, something that made them say yes to Jesus. Maybe something that made them see the light. Was it simply that he had asked them to act? Maybe all the other circumstances contributed to their decision, but weren't weighty enough on their own without Jesus actually asking them. And the story is somewhat similar for James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And the same sort of conditions might have applied to them too, right? Perhaps they were tired of fishing, or they were followers of John, or they already knew Jesus. Also, perhaps as commercial fishermen, they were tired of paying taxes, exorbitant taxes, to the occupying Roman government. Maybe they felt the need to start a social justice movement against the occupiers by refusing to support them. Again, regardless, it seems that they too were at a tipping point, and they made the decision to go ahead with their calling. But just maybe, for all four of these new disciples, the real story is that the tipping point was reached through a little nudge from, or maybe we should say, the tipping point was reached due to a breath of wind from the Holy Spirit that pushed them forward. As Anglicans, we like to talk about God the Father and God the Son, and not so much about the Holy Spirit, so I won't mention the Holy Spirit. But that recruitment of the disciples leads to another tipping point. Jesus now has the support that he needs to further expand his ministry. The disciples can help him as he travels throughout the region. And so Jesus begins teaching in synagogues and healing people from their illnesses. Next week, we'll hear about what happens as a result of that tipping point having been reached. But almost 4 years ago, pretty well unbeknownst to myself, I was almost at a tipping point too. For probably 30 years, on and off, I had been considering pursuing ordained ministry. And then some circumstances changed in my life. And suddenly, ordained ministry seemed more achievable, more reachable. And with the support of my family, I made the decision to take the step forward. Next thing I knew, I was enrolled at St. Paul University and taking a full load of courses. And I was on a full accelerated path of discernment, testing myself, being tested by others, and tempted, too. Tempted by the lure of going back to a career that I knew, tempted to return to that comfortable place where I had a regular salary. But the strength of that push from the Holy Spirit was too strong for me to withstand. I made a decision, so here I am standing before you today. All these tipping points, these moments to decide, are all about moving forward. Do we stay in the same place, held there by inertia, or do we move forward? We might be in a comfortable place while uncomfortable things are going on around us. We might see hungry people heading to the food bank or to a soup kitchen. We might see that suffering, but yet pass by it sightlessly. Or we might even say, "There but for the grace of God go I," but then do nothing. Thoughts and prayers, though. Or we see wildly varying weather patterns caused by climate change that lead to both flooding and drought. And then ignore what we can do about that because, well, we here in Ottawa won't be affected by those rising sea levels, will we? But we're called to watch out for those little signs that push us to the tipping point. Whether it's seeing the family at the food bank, or seeing flooding in a news report, we need to listen to the call to step up when we are called. Jesus calls us to walk with him as surely as he called these first four disciples. He calls us to help each other and to help strangers too. He calls us to bring justice and peace. He calls us to bring love instead of hate, instead of division. And we might be prompted to answer that call by the action of the Holy Spirit. That little gust of wind that pushes us in a new direction, just like Simon and Andrew and James and John. Follow Jesus, and he will help you to fish for people. Amen.